The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Advice and expertise on the relief you need from hay fever at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
For us in Ireland, part of that magic of the Olympics in recent years was an O'Donovan brother. Two of the breakout Irish stars of the last Olympics, remember, were Gary and Paul O'Donovan, who won the silver medal in the lightweight double sculls and indeed won the hearts and minds of the Irish people. So Paul is back at this Olympics for another bite of the cherry, but this time his brother is not with him. This time Paul is rowing with another Skibbereen man, Fintan McCarthy, and their qualifying race was earlier this morning and they easily finish first in that. And just so you know, that the absence of Gary O'Donovan hasn't blunted the magic of the post-event press conferences for Gary O'Donovan. Here are Gary and Fintan talking to RTE's Jackie Hurley after their heat.
Fintan, Paul mentioned the conditions as well, the sun, there's plenty of sun, we're all baking in it. What's it like to race out there in that?
Yeah, it's quite warm. But I think, as Paul was saying, you know, we've done a lot of prep. We did some cycling in our bathroom in Italy, and we're on a camp in Banyoles in Spain before, where it's quite warm. So, yeah, I think we're well prepared.
Cycling in the bathroom, that's a new one for a lot of people.
How will we the heat or in the shower turned on for the humidity? And this, yeah. It wasn't just in the bathroom for no reason.
Lastly then, lads, look, obviously the country would love to be here. They'd all love to watch you. We'd love to have full stands there. You know, what are you saying to the people at home who are watching? Because there's a lot of people up in the middle of the night in Ireland who are watching largely because of you guys.
Oh, I'd say go to bed, to be honest. Don't mind watching us fools here doing the wrong thing. It'll repeat on in the morning, I'm sure.
Okay, that's double skulls roars. Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy speaking to Jackie Hurley there. Let's go to RTE's Damien O'Reilly, who's our man in Tokyo. Damien, good morning, good evening.
Good morning, Brendan.
How are you?
Very good, very good. It's great to be up and running at last. You know, we've been here a few days and I suppose waiting for the gun to go, and we've had 20 Irish athletes in action today and the hockey team as well later on.
Okay, so we heard from Paul O'Donovan and Fintan McCarthy there. The Irish rowers doing well in general so far, Damien?
Yeah, they are. The two boys really were very impressive this morning, as you said, in the lightweight men's double sculls. So they're through to a semi-final. I think that's fixed for Tuesday, so they can cycle in the shower or whatever they were doing tomorrow and the next day in preparation for that. But great news for the women's rowing four team, Afric Kyo, Emer Lam, Fiona Murtha and Emily Hegarty, because they're into the final, and they were just pipped on the line in their semi-final heat today by Australia. So that would suggest that certainly they're in contention for a medal, and their final is on Wednesday, I believe. So that's great for them as well. Now, the others, the men's double skulls, Philip Doyle and Ronan Byrne, they're into an AB semi-final on Monday. And Aileen Crowley and Monica Dukarska, they finished fourth in their heat. So they're going into what's called the repechage tomorrow morning. So it's a kind of a backdoor in GA terms of maybe getting into a final later in the week. So yeah, good morning on the water in general for the Irish. And of course, Sunita Pushpura yesterday, somebody we should be watching out for. She's Latvian born, lives in Cork.
Won her heat by a mile, didn't she?
Yeah. She did. And, you know, I remember I was in Rio and she was the first in action in Rio. And, you know, she was expecting a lot of herself there and didn't make it and was very upset. You know, you get the tears, and we'll hear from Jack Woolley a little bit later on. Really, the amount of work that these athletes put into getting to an Olympic Games and then feeling the weight of, I suppose, a country on their shoulders. They can't, you know, this is my third Olympics. None of them, there are lots of tears, unfortunately, particularly from the individual athletes, because it's a very lonely business for a lot of them. And, you know, they prepare 4 years out in a lot of cases. So better for Sunita this time, who's been fantastic.
But even after that heat and after doing so well, you could see that she was still being quite hard on herself and saying there's work to be done there and everything. But listen, you mentioned Jack Woolley there. So he was in the Taekwondo today, which was all wrapped up today, basically, wasn't it?
Today was good. Like the thing is, Jack Woolley now has to get out of Japan. I don't like saying it like that, but he has to leave within 48 hours. So his Olympics lasted for 6 minutes. And that's why he was so upset. You know, I'm almost choking up myself watching the interview he did afterwards. Yeah. He was so hard on himself. He's only 22. He'll be 23 in September. And like, he missed out by one place for Rio. I mean, this is how good he is. But he's made history. He's from Talla in Dublin. He's based there, works with his coach, and came to this Olympic Games. I mean, he qualified in December 2019. It's been a long wait for him.
Yeah.
And he's the first ever Irish person to be a taekwondo representative at the Olympics. So he's made history one way or the other, and everybody in Talla and Jobstown should be so proud of him. And it was so upsetting to hear how devastated he felt. He said that he wanted everything to be perfect. Yeah. Okay, let's listen.
So let's have a listen to it. Here's Jack Woolley after he was narrowly defeated 22-19 in his opening bout in the taekwondo competition this morning.
Jack, commiserations. It's not what you dreamed of. How are you feeling right now?
Devastated. It's tough to take, and it will be. After having a while, try not to make myself get upset, but you know, some people have come here to participate in the Olympics. I came here to win it, and I could have just don't perform like that. Devastated with my performance. Everything was perfect, mentally great, physically great. I stepped on the mat. It wasn't my day, but sure, things happen, and that's all, really.
Jeez, Damien, they talk about the agony and the ecstasy, like, so not just the last 3-4 years, but like probably a lifetime building up to that moment. And he was feeling good. He thought he was in the zone and everything. And then in minutes, it's all shattered for him.
Well, in actual seconds, with 7 seconds left, he was a point ahead. I have to admit, like a lot of people, I've never watched much taekwondo, so I wasn't fully au fait with the rules. But obviously, you know, points are scored by direct hits with kicks, and with 4 or 5 seconds to go, his opponent managed to get a kick to the trunk, which gave him a 3-point win. So we came from a point down with 7 seconds left. That is the margins that's involved here. And as you heard Jack say there, he came here actually to medal. A lot of people getting to an Olympics is their medal, but he actually came here believing he would make the podium. And up until a short while ago, there was an outside chance that he might have been able to fight for a bronze medal position due to how other results would go, but that's gone now. So he's packing his bags, unfortunately, going home. But listen,
so he has absolutely nothing to be ashamed of.
Within 48 hours, and I've been trying to find out as well how the logistics of, you know, there's 11,500 athletes here, and as the days go by, you know, they're going to be whittled down. So I wouldn't like to be in charge of the logistics and getting people to the various airports around Tokyo to get them out of here, because that they are the rules. I mean, there's so many rules and regulations here, Brendan, it's unreal. And that was the price to be paid to placate, I suppose, the sceptical Japanese people and Tokyo people who in the majority didn't want these games to go ahead. Now it's changed, it's evened out a little bit, but that has been the price that's been paid, that there's so many strict rules here to try and keep the Olympics in a little bit of a bubble away from the rest of Tokyo.
And how are the rules and regulations affecting you guys and how you do your work and everything? Are you essentially locked down in the hotel?
More or less. Apart from obviously going to and from the International Broadcast Centre where I am now. This is this massive big exhibition hall where all the TV and broadcast outlets are based. And then there's another building down the road where all the print journalists are based. So when we get up in the morning, Brendan, we go directly on a shuttle bus from the hotel to here. And then from here, you go like a spider's web out to the various venues to cover events on, again, dedicated Olympic shuttle buses. We're not allowed out. When we go back to our hotel, we're not allowed out of our rooms except for 15 minutes. We can go to the shop next door to buy food or whatever. You have to sign your way out. you have to, they show you, there's a dedicated security person at the in the hallway. And what you do is you put your room number down and the time you go out at, and you must come back within 15 minutes and sign back in again. And there's an app following us anyway. It's a kind of, it's more designed as a contact tracing app that we have on our phone. So we have a GPS system. And if we become close contact, we'll say of a case or whatever, we would have to go back into our hotel rooms and self-isolate there for 14 days, which has actually happened to three BBC Scotland journalists who arrived here, got a phone call to say they were close contacts of the British team, GB team, on their way out here, who themselves were a close contact of a case. And now those three journalists are self-isolating in their small little rooms in downtown Tokyo for 14 days and they can't get out. And that's the risk we run here. I mean, God forbid we get a ping on the phone to say you've been a close contact and it's back into the hotel for 14 days.
And of course, you were saying you've been to two other Olympics before. I presume that it's normally a much better junket than this, yeah?
Now, junket, Brendan, it's hard work out
here. Of course it is.
Less of the old J word there now. It's never, ever a junket, I can tell you that much. But anyway, it's...
But look, I presume it's very different this time as a trip, is it?
Oh, yeah. No, look, it's a great privilege to be covering an Olympics and a huge event like this. Totally different. I mean, first of all, when I left Dublin, it's 25 hours from door to door to get here from Ireland. The flights, I mean, I was on a flight from Frankfurt to here. The plane was full with several different nationalities. So you were sitting there saying and praying that, you know, you wouldn't be a close contact with somebody that might be a case, because it would have spelt a big problem here. Because when we arrived in the airport, there was a series of checkpoints right along the way from the door of the plane to the door of the airport. We were checked for accreditation. We had to do an antigen test in the airport and wait until our number was called on a screen one by one to say that you'd passed it, and then through visa control and passport control and out and into a dedicated car to take us directly to the airport. So that, I mean, it was so strict. You wouldn't fluke your way in here. No way, Brendan, for the last couple of weeks. Okay. So many checks to try and I suppose make sure that everybody, that there's going to be no COVID coming in. Because the cases, by the way, Brendan, for the fourth day in a row are over 1,000 here.
Sorry,
in Tokyo.
Yeah.
And it's the high. Yesterday's was nearly 2,000, which is the highest, I think, since January. So they're very concerned. But there's a very, very few cases associated with the actual Olympic bubble.
Yeah, OK. Damien O'Reilly, thank you very much. Hang in there and we'll talk to you again. Thanks, Damien.